What's in a name? Quite a lot if you happen to be a nation in Southeast Asia coming out of decades of brutal military rule. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht, back to discuss the country some call Burma and others call Myanmar in a moment.
Privacy is under attack. When you give up data about yourself, you'll never get it back again. And once your privacy is gone, you'll find your freedoms will start to vanish too. So protect your rights. Say no to surveillance and keep your information to yourself. Privacy, it's worth hanging on to. This message is brought to you by StartPage.com, the private search engine alternative to Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Start over with StartPage.
If you followed President Obama's historic trip to Burma, Southeast Asia's 50-year dictatorship, you might have heard the pundits wondering whether he would refer to the country as Burma or Myanmar. Burma was Burma until 1989, when the junta crushed pro-democracy demonstrations and renamed the country Myanmar. Many countries accepted the name change, but to signal our disapproval, we just kept calling it Burma. That is, until Obama's recent visit, when he actually used the M word. I get why some might be upset with that, but as Gertrude Stein might have said, whatever name you use for a country, a tyranny is a tyranny is a tyranny. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht for StartPage.com, the world's most private search engine.